with Jade on Hot Weekend, a real weekends with Visit Sunshine Coast. I have Brett from the Mooloolaba Chamber of Commerce with me, possibly the only other person that's just as passionate about Mooloolaba as me. How are you, Brett?
Oh, great, Jade. Thanks for having me. I'm only too happy to talk to people about what you can discover at Mooloolaba.
The magic of Mooloolaba, because it's a magical place, let's face it. And I think at this certain time, people are rediscovering things in their own backyard.
Absolutely. You know, when we're talking about real experiences and something that you can't experience anywhere else on the sunny coast, I think of the rocks at the northern end of Mooloolaba Beach for families. Great to fossick, walk around, the rock pools. The other aspects, having a cup of coffee or dining experience on the esplanade at Mooloolaba, where you can actually see the ocean. I think people take it for granted, but there's not too many places on the sunny coast where you can sit and relax and have a cup of coffee and actually see the ocean from
yeah,
your cafe.
Right, from your chair. And it was rated number one beach on TripAdvisor, Mooloolaba Beach, for good reason.
No doubt about it. You know, Mooloolaba Beach is the safest beach, if not on the Sunshine Coast, Australia. That bay and the aspect on the spit, you know, you can't beat it for safety for kids and for families. But yeah, certainly it's got a great diversity that other beaches don't have on the sunny coast.
And you nailed it before, because my family, my kids love the rock pools at the northern end of Mooloolaba. That's our go-to. We go there almost on a weekly basis. They want to go there over anywhere else on the coast. That's their place to go and play. And it's great when you're there because, like you said, Mooloolaba is a bay. So you've got the really ruggedness of that northern end, but then you've got the beautiful soft sand beach that is at the spit where you can go and have, you know, your Mooloolaba prawns on the beach.
The iconic Mooloolaba prawn and the fresh seafood, the fish and chips. And you've also got the wharf there. I mean, the wharf is really pumping these days.
It is. It's the place to be.
Oh, well, look, if you haven't been to the wharf recently, it's got some great venues. As I said, you know, Mooloolaba has such a diversity, the spit, the wharf. You've also got the esplanade with the retail outlets, with the shops and the dining experience. So park your car and you can fill the whole day in Mooloolaba.
Just on foot, yeah.
Absolutely. You don't need your car.
Look, I don't need convincing. It's my hometown and I absolutely love the magic of Mooloolaba. And it's all part of the For Real campaign that Visit Sunshine Coast have done, which I love to promote our beautiful region. If you haven't seen it, check it out, sunshinecoastforreal.com. You're with Jade on Hot Weekender.